This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. We go to West Palm Beach, and we join our Astros reporter. You can catch all his work on SportsRadio610.com. He's brought to you by Texas Bay Credit Union. Adam Spillane joining us on the show. Adam, how are things in West Palm Beach this morning?
Things are good right now, and yesterday was an interesting day because you get out there and you see Yordan Alvarez hit a home run off of Josh James. He goes oppo off of him during a live BP, and we asked Dusty Baker about Yordan Alvarez and does he expect to see him play more in the outfield, and Dusty Baker's talking about how Yordan Alvarez had some knee issues last year. That's why he didn't play the outfield more, and then Alvarez admitted to us that, yeah, his knees were a bit of a problem, but they're good right now, so yesterday was an interesting day for sure.
Have you had a chance to watch him in the outfield much at all, or at first base perhaps?
He played 10-11 games in the outfield last year. He wasn't good.
In camp this year.
No, okay. They haven't done any sort of defense. I haven't seen any outfield drills, and I have not seen him at first base. I don't know if they think that he can play first base. I don't know if he has the skill set for it. I don't know if he has the hands to play first base. I know people just say, I'll just stick him at first base. And that's a good way. If you ever want to make a first baseman mad, just tell them that anyone can play first base. They really like it when people say that.
It is, but it's weird to me when somebody who's such a great hitter, who obviously would have good hand-eye coordination. And I know there's a level of athleticism that goes along with it. I just, it's always strange to me when somebody like that can't figure it out at first base. But I get it. You're right. It's not as simple as just like, hey, go play this position in professional athletics. It's no big deal.
Yeah, and also it's just, he'd be a big target out there, but balls in the dirt. Is he going to be able to scoop those?
Yeah, is he doing the splits?
Does he have the flexibility to be able to be out there? Does he have that quick enough first step to get off the line? So it's little things like that that I'm not sure they think that he can handle. I think that they could see Kyle Tucker play first base more than he would.
Adam Spillane joining us from West Palm Beach. Adam, one of the things Seth and I were kicking around earlier today, we were talking about Carlos Correa taking up for Jose Altuve and how it possibly reflected on guys that Carlos didn't mention, that basically anybody other than Altuve, Reddick, and Tony Kemp, by not being mentioned, meant that they were definitely part of the scheme before. I know Bregman kind of quasi-admitted to being part of it in his scripted apology. George Springer, I guess, is the one guy who I think about where I go, I wonder if Springer was cool with Carlos Correa doing that. Do we know if, and if not, would you be interested in possibly asking Carlos? I don't know if this topic has died down. I don't want to put you in harm's way. But I'm curious if Carlos cleared this with other guys before he went and kind of, verbally exonerated Jose Altuve.
I don't think he did. I think that it was kind of off the cuff. I think that it was something that he wanted to get off of his chest more than anything else. And I do know because Dusty Baker was asked if he was upset that Carlos Correa went out and kind of kept the story going for, an extra day or two. And, I don't think Dusty was thrilled about it, but at the same time, I think that he respected that he had his teammates back. That's a good question. I don't think that he would have cleared it though with anyone. I think that he just kind of did it on his own. It's laudable to do that, but at the same time, I don't know if they were thrilled about it.
I know, we've had a couple of notable quotes now from a couple of guys that you might have expected quotes from. As things maybe start to weigh on guys, as maybe a lot of the attention starts to get to guys, Reddick came out and just said that, to paraphrase, they're going to have to play well to try to shut everybody up. And then Lance McCullers noted that the people who are popping off the most tend to be players that aren't going to play them this year. Do you sense any kind of an agitation among some guys that maybe they're getting sick of all of it?
Oh, no question. Just yesterday, for whatever reason, and this is an MLB thing, every clubhouse in Major League Baseball, I think, they always have MLB Network on. And so yesterday, They're in the clubhouse and they have MLB Network on, and they're talking about Aaron Judge and what the Yankees are saying about the Astros. And one Astros player was just annoyed, takes the remote, and he just turns off the TV and walks out.
Oh, he Trubisky'd it.
So I do think that, yeah, they're tired of hearing people call them cheaters. They're tired of people saying that their World Series is tainted. So, yeah, they certainly are agitated, and it will be interesting to see how they carry that onto the field. And if at any point, you know, somebody just snaps at some point, because this will be a continued topic once you get into the regular season, once they start traveling to other ballparks. I mean, their first road series will be in Oakland. It's going to come up. There's no getting around it. And so this is going to continue to come up over and over again. And if somebody snaps on someone, it wouldn't shock me. It would almost feel natural if that happened.
Adam Spillane joining us from Astros Spring Training in West Palm Beach, brought to you by Texas Bay Credit Union. Adam, have you noticed, just from your observation, the fans? Can you tell from Astro fans that are there that this is any sort of thing that's weighing on them, or does it appear to be sort of spring training, business as usual kind of stuff with fans getting ready for the season with, you know, joy and hope and things like that?
Yeah, I don't think the fans that are here care. I would be interested, and I haven't been here before, but I wonder if the crowds are any smaller than they have been in the past for this portion of spring training. But there have been plenty here. There's a heckler or two. I've only heard one. I know there was a trash can thing a couple of days ago. I didn't see that. I've personally only seen the one heckler, and he wasn't even in the complex. He was kind of outside on the bridge. So to me, the fans are the fans, and you have plenty of people wearing Astros jerseys and plenty of people trying to make awkward conversations with the players. I don't think that's changed. So I don't think it's weighing. I mean, if you're here, you're an Astros fan.
Sure.
Let's be honest. If you come all the way to West Palm Beach, you're an Astros fan and you don't care what they did.
Do you see, I know the facility down there is kind of set up to genuinely separate the two teams, the Nationals and the Astros, the two teams that share the facility. Do you see any of the Nationals fans at all at any point during the day?
You'll see the fans because there's essentially one area to park. And so that's where the fans would congregate with one another. But that's it. They go their separate way off to the right, which is where the Nationals complex is. And I haven't seen any Nationals players throughout this week, but you'll see their executives driving up. That's really the only mix that you have with the two teams right now is just the parking lot area.
What's the nicest vehicle you've seen at spring training?
I saw a Bentley, but I don't think that was a player. I think that was just someone, a West Palm Beach resident. Because remember, there aren't a lot of guys that live here.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of rental cars.
Yeah.
It's probably passing.
That's it. Passing. Pulling passing, up in a Bentley. Cashing those checks with his new.
New ESA. He's got all that ESPN cheddar.
The license plate says Clicks with an X.
That's, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Adam Spillane, he's presented by Texas Bay Credit Union. He's in West Palm Beach. With the Houston Astros. Adam, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to hearing from you throughout the day.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
All right, there it is. Adam Spillane joining us on the show. So some old video popped up from Joe Girardi on MLB Network.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it yesterday. I don't know how recently it popped back up. But obviously the Astros are the ones getting pinata'd in this whole thing right now. But the Yankees' hands are not clean. You know, Carlos Beltran was a Yankee for the three seasons on one end and the two seasons on the other end, either as an advisor or a player surrounding his one season with the Astros in 2017. And the Yankees themselves have been fined for forms of cheating before. Joe Girardi was the manager up through 2017. He was fired after the Astros beat the Yankees in the ALCS in 2017. This is some footage on the MLB Network from when Girardi was an analyst on there. We've actually had him on the show a few times back before he became the manager of the Phillies. And this is Girardi, and you have to picture him on the set on kind of their miniature baseball diamond. And the segment is about sign stealing using technology, using people up in the booth to relay signs. And Girardi admits some things here and nearly, I think, gives himself up. Seth, let's Zapruder this and see if Joe Girardi is maybe subconsciously almost admitting to the Yankees doing something similar to the Astros.
You know, some teams might turn their back. Who knows?
So what did you guys use?
right. Yeah. So you got to worry about it. And sometimes you got to worry about just how it's being relayed. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I was part of a system where it came from upstairs to someone in the dugout to the guy in second base. And we eventually caught it.
So there are a couple things there.
To the hit?
First he slaps, yeah, to the hit. And he's pointing at the hitter. To the guy on second base.
Right.
So, which is still, even if it were to the guy on second base, he said it's coming from upstairs to the dugout.
In real time.
Well, how's it get there?
Right?
And so there's that. And then at the very end, he says, then they caught it, or we caught it. Like, so he makes so many different little errors here where he's speaking in the first person, collective or whatever it is, when he's talking about we, but then he acts like at the very end, well, then we caught it, so it makes it sound like it was another team. It's all very unclear as to whether he's talking about his own team or somebody else that they caught, and which team he's talking about necessarily.
Yeah, well, I hate assuming, because I feel like people are making a lot of assumptions about the Astros in this, and I don't want to be hypocritical. I think people are making assumptions that it's the Yankees he's talking about.
I mean, he played for four different teams, I think, and he's managed a couple, you know.
Yeah, yeah. He did. I don't know that – I don't know what the technology – you know, when he was a player, if the technology was advanced enough to do what it is he's describing.
I mean, all you need for that is a telephone. If it's somebody up in the stands doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Or if they're making a hand signal of some sort, or, you know, that's not technology. But it's still – you're still not supposed to be communicating from the dugout to even second base.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the guy on second base is real crafty. And, again, this gets into the nuances and the gray area of what you have. But –
I choose to believe Aaron Judge was cheating.
I choose to believe that it is interesting. And again, I'm not excusing anything the Astros did, but Aaron Judge is yet another one of these guys that's popped off that has a little bit of an axe to grind in terms of his own poor performances. And if we're talking about the MVP race, look, he had an abysmal August in 2017, and that didn't have anything. July was bad, and then August was just atrocious.
Right.
So right as people are really figuring out who they're going to vote for MVP, that was all going on. And it's just interesting that he's the one that's going to pop off like that and act like he didn't lose that himself, you know?
Yep.
Now, just somebody brought this up yesterday, and I brought it up in the past. As far as the MVP race goes, even if Altuve didn't contribute, you do have to acknowledge that, all right, but by way of having a strong lineup around him, he benefits. By way of having base runners on the base pass, he benefits. So there, almost even whether he wanted to or not, unfortunately, he did benefit from that if the sign stealing was effective.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.